5 degrees and a little rainy in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The Tennessee Valley Authority is about to be sued. An environmental group says the utility has violated the Clean Air Act. TVA plans to run both a gas plant and a coal plant on the same property, a short distance from Clarksville. WPLN's Caroline Eggers explains.
The Cumberland Fossil Plant is the largest and most polluting facility in the state. The 50-year-old coal plant was on track to begin closure this year. But a few months ago, amid pressure from the Trump administration, TVA scrapped those plans. Now, here's what's unheard of. On that same site, TVA has already been building a big gas plant that will burn fracked methane. Combined, the two plants will release significant climate pollution and dangerous levels of air pollution, which is linked to premature death and could affect a swath of Middle Tennessee. The Southern Environmental Law Center is now planning to sue. Years ago, TVA could have picked a source like solar that doesn't cause any air pollution on site and pulls little to no water from the Cumberland River. TVA never provided evidence to justify a gas plant, but it did show that the aging Cumberland coal plant was risky to run and would need more than $700 million in repairs. Now, SELC says Tennesseans will bear most of that cost in their monthly bills. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Nashville students saw continued growth on their state test scores this year. Preliminary data from the Tennessee Comprehensive Assessment Program, or TCAP, shows kids across the state have bounced back from pandemic-era drops in test scores and are now performing better than before. Data compiled by the education advocacy group SCORE shows that growth is not spread out evenly among student groups. The Nashville Banner reports Black, Hispanic, and Native American students in Metro have increased their English language arts proficiency only half as much as their peers. Wide achievement gaps also remain for students with disabilities and English language learners. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.